Games to Keep the Dark Away, a Sharon McCone mystery by Marcia Muller, narrated by Laura Hicks. Chapter 1. The wind whipped my jacket open as I went up to the guardrail. The sheer, rock-strewn face of Potrero Hill dropped away for 50 yards or more, and I could look down on the roofs of the houses below. I turned, pulling the jacket tightly around me, and walked down the street from where I'd parked at the dead end. Broken glass and other debris crunched beneath my feet. All the buildings, save two, in this short block, were condemned or half-demolished. They stood silent in the early October dusk, gaping holes where windows had once been, jagged timbers silhouetted against the dying light. I shivered, only partly from the biting wind. Number 21 was surrounded by a 6-foot redwood fence on which the number was spelled out in carved letters. I pushed through the gate into a deep front yard that was choked with vegetation. A gravel walk overhung by scraggly palm trees led to the front door. I went up and rang the bell. In a moment, the door opened a crack, and a pale, nondescript face peered at me over the security chain. "Yes?" "Mr. Snelling? I'm Sharon McCone, the investigator from All Souls Legal Cooperative." I passed one of my cards through the narrow opening. After a few seconds, the chain rattled, the door opened, and I was admitted into a dark hallway. The man quickly rechained the door, then turned to me, his hand outstretched.